Mahmood's Diary, June 28, 1912, West Englewood. There were two more meetings, one in the afternoon and the other in the evening in Englewood, for some of the friends who were not able to take part in the first meeting. They took their seats in the garden adjoining Mr. Wilhelm's house, sitting on chairs and benches in rows. After a short walk, Abdu'l-Bahá joined the visitors, sat down among them, and requested the chanting of a prayer. He then spoke eloquently, encouraging the friends to spread the fragrances of God. As he was about to leave, one of the seekers asked him, "What are the new teachings of this cause that are not to be found in the other great religions?" The master stood in the center of the garden and summoned all to come near. They came and stood in two rows. The master walked between the rows and spoke. His explanation was so magnificent that everyone was astonished. During his discourse, a carriage and automobile passed nearby. As they neared the gathering and saw Abdu'l-Bahá, the carriage passengers stopped, alighted, and they too heard his speech and were attracted to the teachings. The master described one by one the teachings of the manifestation, the unity of humankind, universal peace, association with all religions, forgiveness of enemies, the prohibition of cursing foes, the equality of rights of men and women, the establishment of the House of Justice and the International Tribunal, compulsory education for both boys and girls, the prohibition of wars between nations and governments, and the harm of all forms of prejudice, be they racial, religious, sectarian, patriotic, political, and so on. He spoke on these teachings extensively and in detail. At the end, he asked the audience whether these principles had been brought by past religious dispensations and recorded in their books. They all responded no. The inquirer was so overwhelmed that he clapped his hands in delight, expressing his joy and gratitude. Because it was a moonlight night, this talk was given in the garden, so it was not recorded, but these explanations can be found in Abdu'l-Bahá's other addresses. After the meeting, he remarked, "If these persons were to be confronted with the question, 'What new teachings did Christ bring other than changing the laws of the Sabbath and divorce?' they would be utterly confounded." Abdu'l-Bahá stayed in Englewood for the night.